Hey, Lee, can you hear me?
Yeah, hi, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Mike from Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio in Chicago. I'm speaking to a good old friend. We've had her on the show before, Lee Julius from the band Thunder Pussy. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I said it. I'm proud. And that's what we're here to talk about today. Just the kind of thinking of what's in a name. What's in a word? What does it mean to you? What does it mean to people who react to it? Are words still incendiary? As much as they have been in the past, and we bring on Lee right now to tell us all about it. Lee, what's shaking down with the band name these days?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're still chilling being Thunder Pussy as much as we ever have been. We're just hoping the federal government comes around to help protect us to do that as well.
Yeah, currently the United States Patent and Trademark Office denied your band's trademark, stating that the name is scandalous, even citing the Urban Dictionary as a credible source to why the word pussy is regarded as a derogatory term. I mean, come on, especially in 2019, can you even believe this?
No, I wasn't allowed to use Wikipedia or Urban Dictionary in my college papers, but they're allowed to use it in, you know, a federal decision and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to tell us why our name is scandalous or immoral. Like, it's really crazy. I honestly, until we got that rejection letter, like almost 5 years ago, I really didn't know that that was considered, you know, like legal. I don't know if that's the right word. It's not legal, but, you know, like official terminology, that's a site that you can source or a source you can cite to, you know, tell someone what word or words they can or cannot call their business.
Yeah. So you've been going on through this for about 5 years, you said. What were the early inceptions of this issue? Did you even think that this would be a problem in the first place?
No, not at all. I mean, we live in Washington State, which is, you know, notoriously like pretty liberal. And so we applied for our trademark here and they gave it to us no problem. So at least, you know, in the state of Washington, we're protected, but we filed federally. I still didn't think it was going to be a problem. I didn't realize, you know, like we said before, that the government uses Urban Dictionary and all these other sources to look up and decide what people can and cannot trademark. I sort of assumed it was more of a process of like, does someone else already have this name? You know, like the original purpose of why you would trademark something, which is to protect yourself and to protect your idea. So when we originally got the first rejection letter that said we were denied on the grounds that our name was scandalous and immoral, it was just such a shock. So we appealed the decision, and then they told us that we were waiting on a case that was on its way to the Supreme Court called Lee versus Tam, and that involved this band called The Slants out of Portland, this awesome Asian American rock band. And so they applied for a trademark for their name and were denied on the grounds that it was scandalous and derogatory, saying that slants, you know, is a derogatory term towards Asians. And they were saying, yeah, in the past it has been, but we're right here and we're reclaiming it. And we're saying that it's not derogatory anymore. You know, it's our name and we are Asians and we're a rock band. And this is what we're choosing to call ourselves and reclaim the power. And we were like, fuck yeah. Like, that's what we're all about too. So kind of, you know, became kindred spirits in that sense. And so the government had told us we were waiting on their case. So we followed it all the way through to the Supreme Court. And Simon Tam, they ended up winning. And so that day we were like, yeah, we're going to get our trademark, you know, like pretty sure we even did some interviews with like local press here in Seattle being like, oh, you guys must be so excited. You're going to get your trademark, all that. And then, you know, a month later when we check in, they're like, actually, you guys were denied on two grounds, not just that it was scandalous, but also that it was immoral. And because of that, you're waiting on another Supreme Court case.
Wow. It's interesting to think that they refer to it as immoral, because you think that that's more of a subjective term, or just the fact that a court can bring you down on those grounds is very, very interesting. It, you know, we kind of spoke about this before the interview, that, you know, the president of the United States has said much worse things than your band name.
So, yeah. I feel like at this point, exactly like you said, it's very subjective. And I can't remember the exact terminology they use in the rejection letter, but it's like, they're like, we deem something, you know, immoral if like a majority of people would agree, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, please, like, by all means, let's send out a survey asking, you know, 100 Americans if they think that this word in the context of four women choosing to call their empowering rock band Thunder Pussy, if that's immoral to you, if what we're doing is immoral. Like, please, let's go ask the country and see how people feel about it.
That would be the most amazing survey of all time. I think you'd get like 99% of Americans getting into that one. It's wild.
Well, we've sort of tried to like do it ourselves. You know, we've started this little like social media campaign, hashtag trademark Thunder Pussy. Mm-hmm. And we're basically asking people to do just that, you know, send us a picture or a video or a story of what Thunder Pussy means to you and why, you know, it's not scandalous anymore. And we've gotten so many great stories and pictures, especially of people sending pictures of their kids being like, I bring my daughter to Thunder Pussy shows because I want her to like, grow up in a world where she sees that, like, you know, women can be and do whatever they want and don't have to answer to anyone. She's like, you know, this is inspiring. Like, I want children to see this. I want more people to act like this instead of let's try and censor this. Let's try and keep this away.
Exactly. And if people would actually go out and see your band or listen to your music, they would see that you guys actually are promoting a great positive vibe. None of your music is really dirty, to be honest. It's just straight up rock and roll.
Right, exactly. And that's kind of the best part of like when the government was sitting there looking at it, did they do any research besides Urban Dictionary? Did they actually like, let's go see what Thunder Pussy is about. Let's see, you know, what they're promoting and what they're trying to do. And all we're trying to promote is bringing people together and community and making music and art and positivity. And so that's the part that just seems so crazy. It's like out of everything in this world right now, in this really negative, depressing, like, world where all this shitty stuff is happening, you know, let's focus on trying to bring these women down. It just makes no sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're actually you're working together with someone as well. The court case, if I'm getting this correctly, is Lanku. Am I saying that right? Lanku versus Brunetti?
Yeah, so we're waiting on this Brunetti case, which is about a clothing brand called FUCT.
Mm-hmm.
Fucked. I hope I can say that on the radio.
Yes. On this show, you can. We're talking about a band named Thunder Pussy fighting the man. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. So now, that's exactly right. What we're waiting on now is this case that's going to be argued in D.C. on the 15th of this month. And this gentleman is basically trying to get the trademark protection for his clothing company. And that the government ruled was immoral. Mm-hmm. So now we are once again just waiting and hopefully... You know, I think my mentality of it this time is a little different. I still feel like even if the Brunetti case, if he ends up winning, that for some reason they're going to be like, oh, you're also denied on this little, like, you messed up your paperwork 5 years ago. I just, like, have this feeling they're going to keep giving us the runaround.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope that, you know, it goes Brunetti's way. And I think it will, specifically based on the precedent that was set in the case with Simon Tan and the Slants. And if you listen to the oral arguments, you know, the justices, it was a unanimous decision, argue the government to not infringe and not interject themselves in this situation. So I would be surprised, but who knows, the court has changed since that last ruling. You know, we have Kavanaugh on there. And so, you know, I want to think positive about it, but I'm not getting my hopes up this time just because I'm really not sure.
Yeah. I actually heard through some news outlets that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is a huge Thunder Pussy fan.
Wait, are you serious? She's my idol.
Wouldn't that? Well, you never know. I mean, she could be wearing a Thunder Pussy shirt underneath those robes.
There's some art going around on the internet. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's a drawing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg with a shirt that says Thunder Pussy on it. And I have no idea if has anything to do with us or someone just made it, but so many people have tagged us in it and sent it, and I'm like, I don't know if this is real or who made this, but I really like to believe that she's a Thunder Pussy fan because I'm a huge Ruth Bader Ginsburg fan.
I love it. I love the fact that, you know, you're in a rock band. You're obviously very, very intelligent women. You make some great music, and now you're getting involved into the legal aspect of it. This is probably a side of music that you never even would think that you would experience.
Not at all. But for me, it's kind of fun because I actually studied politics in college. And before I was in Thunder Pussy, I worked on campaigns and in politics. So for me, like, blending politics and music has been my favorite thing forever. Like, the reason I got into politics was listening to Anti-Flag as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a natural progression for me. And it's kind of exciting almost that I get to blend these two passions of, like, you know, fighting for music and playing music and being role models to kids, but also getting to fight for people's rights and standing up for what's right and in a political sense. And in the band, my nickname is Senator because one day I will run for Senate. So, you know, it's just a good start to the campaign a few years early.
Man, right on, too, because you should be fighting for what you believe in, especially in a world where there's so many things going on that are wrong or taken the wrong way and everyone is so PC. It's about damn time someone from a rock and roll band, you know, stood up for themselves, and this is the best way to do it. And if you want to stand up with Thunderpussy, you can actually go through their hashtag and use it on social media, trademark Thunderpussy. Hashtag trademark Thunder Pussy, and scope it out there. Is there anything you want to add into this argument? I mean, are you prepared to go to the Supreme Court and stand up the way Dee Snider did back in the 80s?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll keep fighting this because at this point you can't give up. It's about what's right, and what's right is people and women being able to feel empowered to name their businesses and call themselves what they want. And so, yeah, no, the idea of getting denied again and having to keep fighting is, on one hand, like, incredibly disheartening. And on the other hand, it's like, bring it. Let's go. Like, let's do it. We're not, you know, it's kind of a good metaphor for, like, ourselves as a band in general. It's like, put that block in front of us and we're going to figure out a way to get around it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this could be like the whole new setting for a new tour almost.
Yeah, and we're putting in our online merch store in a few days, definitely by the 15th, maybe sooner, we're going to have some trademark Thunder Pussy shirts up, and so everyone can jump on board and represent. And I think a big thing that we're just trying to do with it this time is really spread the word and create awareness around it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even though it's the courts, right, it's like the independent branch of government that the people can't touch, mm-hmm. we can still help shape public perception around it.
Yeah, I mean, everything starts from the ground up, and the more that you dive into it, I think that people will start to be like, wow, you know, maybe I overlooked that aspect of it, or maybe I was wrong. I mean, look at marijuana right now, not to make a total comparison, but everyone thought that it was so wrong, and now everyone and their moms are getting on board. In fact, most moms smoke pot now.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, most old politicians who are against it are investing in cannabis companies so they can profit millions of dollars on it.
See, the world is not black and white anymore. It's totally gray.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you actually, and so now diving back into the fact that we were talking about maybe using it as a theme for the tour, you do have a new tour coming up. Are you excited to get back on the road?
So excited. It feels like we've been home for a while, even though it's only been a few months, but really excited to head back out on the road this summer, especially with the fellows of Black Pistol Fire who we got to go out with last summer. They're just seriously like the best dudes you could ever meet in the music industry. They're so sweet and they make great music, and I'm so excited to get to watch them play every night again.
Yeah. How about some new music? Do you got any new songs coming out? Because I saw that you did a great cover of Jefferson Airplane, Somebody to Love, which, I mean, if anybody has ever seen The Cable Guy, I think that's where the first time I heard that song. It just was floored by it. Your version is great, though.
Thank you. Yeah. So that officially comes out next week. Or no, it comes out on Friday. It's this week. Wow. Time doesn't make sense right now. So the Jefferson Airplane cover comes out this Friday. Really excited about that. We've been playing it live for quite some time, so I think a lot of our super fans have heard it, but really excited about getting it out to the masses. And other than that, we are working on writing new material and sort of in the beginning stages of figuring out this next record. So there will be new music on the horizon, but first, yeah, get the Somebody to Love cover out there, spend some time on the road this summer, hopefully win this little trademark battle, and then hopefully celebrate with a new record.
Man, wouldn't that be the greatest celebration, too? Oh, I, you know, I hope you put two middle fingers on that album cover to the government if once you get this all taken care of.
I know, right? Or at least we're going to change our name to Lightning Cock and try and trademark that. And when that goes through, no problem. We can really just stick it to them.
You were on the soundtrack of Fighting With My Family, too. How cool is that to be on a soundtrack to such a huge movie?
Oh my God! Did you see the movie?
You know, it's so weird that because I'm a huge wrestling fan, and you can't not love The Rock. I mean, he's just kind of ubiquitous now. But that it fell. It wasn't in my theaters around my area at the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's so disappointing. It's actually like I am not a huge wrestling fan, but I want to be now because the movie is so great. Like I didn't really know what to expect going into it, but even as not a huge wrestling fan, it's just fucking great movie. Like the messaging is great, the acting's great, and it's so exciting to be able to do that cover. And the song comes in the movie and like the big like montage like victory scene, and it's such a cool experience getting to work with Stephen Merchant and make that song. And I hope that we get more opportunities like that because that was such a dream come true, and to be in such a great movie. So you should try and scope it out when it makes it to streaming services.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's such a cool story, too. And I think that we spoke maybe a few months ago when you were coming through Chicago. But now I think you the band Thunder Pussy has turned a page. You guys are really, really skyrocketing in people's persona and people's perspective of the band is changing. Because now you're not only being a rock band, you're fighting for positivity, for empowerment of women and all these positive things. It must feel so good right now to be in a rock band that has so much backing behind them and support.
Yeah, no, it feels crazy and it feels wild. And, you know, we're all really grateful to be in this position, like you said, to not only get to travel the world playing rock music, which is what originally inspired all of us to do any of this, but also at the same time to be able to talk about things that are really important and connect with people and hopefully, you know, be inspiring the next generation of kids to come up and do this as well. It really, really is exciting, and, you know, we don't take a second of it for granted, and just, yeah, it's been awesome.
Well, Leah, I wish you all the best in your fight, your continued battle with the government. I hope that Thunder Pussy gets trademarked. Again, hashtag trademark Thunder Pussy. Go and check them out when they're in your town. Check them out on tour. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod, and check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.